down, Darwin. Strike a light, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. That was a strong one there.
Yeah, no, it was, actually. It was bloody... It's overdue, so I had to build up a few bloody episodes worth of strike a light.
Yes, dying to say it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks. Actually, hungover.
Yep. It's been a while since I've seen you.
It's been a while since I've been pissed, too, so it's day two of what should have been a half-day hangover.
Yeah, I'm day three, so I'm feeling you.
You're old. How old are you?
21. Turned 21 on the weekend.
Nice. No, you turned bloody 28, 29?
Well, I'll meet you in the middle.
25, 26?
Yeah, 25. Getting old, mate. Getting old. Same old.
Old boy.
Yep.
What's been happening?
Getting old, getting wise. Same old. A lot, but not a lot.
Yeah, well, when was our last episode?
October, start of October. It's been, like 10 or so weeks.
So we've got 10 songs of the week, 10 quotes of the week, 10 blokes of the week.
Hopefully you're on like a 6-hour drive or something and
wanting to listen
to 12. Us. Yeah, wanting to listen to us just roll off songs for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, let's not do that.
No, let's not.
Yeah. No, it's been a busy sort of 10 weeks.
Yeah, that probably explains why we haven't made an episode.
We didn't really take a break, did we? It just didn't work.
It's literally
too many things going on.
It was before New Zealand or after New Zealand when we did it?
After.
Yeah, and then it was shearing, and then it was harvest, and then you were flat out at work.
Yeah, I've taken that many trips lately, it's not even funny.
Personal reasons or business reasons?
Business.
Personal reasons?
All business, of course.
You didn't catch any flights for feelings? Or
no, catch flights, not feelings, on business trips anyway.
I suppose we'll dive into that song.
Yeah, on business trips. Work has just been crazy. I have been flat out.
Yeah.
Nothing's really changed, but yeah, just busier than normal.
No, that's fair enough, mate.
But, you know, we had to bring it back one last time for the year.
Yeah, we've got to do it Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and then it's just like, we got pissed.
Yeah, we're here now.
Busy.
Yeah, we're here now.
We're here now.
That's all it matters. Hungover episodes are good episodes. We've done plenty of them before.
We've also done pissed episodes.
We've done one of
them. We've also done sober episodes.
Yeah, we have done one pissed episode. We didn't even click record.
Forever will be the best episode that was never recorded.
Yeah, unreleased.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Should we do a Sweet Sour Lucky Band, but for the year?
The annual Sweet Sour Lucky Band.
Yep, the annual.
Fuck, that's a lot. You start with your sweet, as we usually do. Then I'll do my sweet, then you do your sour, then I'll do my sour, then you do your lucky band.
Actually, why don't we do Sweet Sour Lucky Band for this week, and then we'll finish with Sweet Sour Lucky Band for the year.
This is why you're in charge.
Yep. Sweet for the week. Sweet?
Yeah, you go first.
Just catching up with mates over the last couple of days. It's been good to see everyone. Like, you know, usually for your birthday, you invite a range of different people and you don't see them all that often. So
and they're
it's
not
good.
They're not all from the same group usually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's been good to see everyone. That's definitely the sweet side.
Definitely a sweet.
Yep.
Yep. My sweet was probably buying my new car.
Oh yeah. It's not a car though.
No, it's
an American pickup truck.
So for you car enthusiast, I bought a 1977 FJ45 Land Cruiser.
Yep.
With a 302 Ford Windsor V8 in it.
Yeah. Do you want to make a public apology to anyone down at Burns Beach this morning?
Yeah, it's also cammed, and I also took the muffler off.
Yeah.
So it is, for anyone who just knows anything about cars, it's pretty much extractors. That's all it's on, it's extractors. No muffler, no nothing.
Yep.
So it sounds incredible if you're into cars. If you're not into cars, it's probably a little bit annoying, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
So that's my new toy, my new hobby.
Yeah,
it's covered in rust, covered in problems, but
that's good. It's good,
which
mate.
Is why I bought it. Something to put my time into, work on. It's a
I like that. Cool.
Yeah, no, it's a good time. So that's probably my sweet.
Yep. Sour.
Your turn.
3-day hangover.
Wise.
When I say 3-day hangover, I had a hangover after drinking, and then it was my birthday, so I kept drinking, and now yesterday I thought I was on serious. I was on death's door. Today I now just feel still sick. So day three of hangovers. Yep.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I'd like to yes, a sour of mine is not feeling fantastic today.
Yeah.
So I was alright. Yesterday I was in bed till like 12.
Yeah.
Sleeping and then got up.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this morning we went and got a coffee.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of ice cream in mine.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens.
I usually get
long blacks.
Oh, yeah, right.
Not even any water, just a shot. What are they called?
You get a double espresso.
I usually get double espresso.
With an extra shot.
Yeah, you usually order it, so I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
But this time, first time in my life, I was like, nah, I'll get a ice mocha or something.
Yeah.
With a big dollop of cream and ice cream.
Yeah.
Now
you're feeling great.
Haven't eaten anything.
Oof.
Don't feel fantastic.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. As you do.
Yep.
Because, what is it? Milk.
Dairy, yeah.
You're only meant to have it as a baby. Like, it's not actually...
Okay, we won't say that because I'm not sure how true that is.
No, like, the human body and animals and mammals and... You're already meant to have dairy as a baby and you're naturally meant to grow out of it. Like, no other mammal drinks milk as an adult. It's an important ingredient as a baby because of what's in it.
How do you get calcium?
So many things.
All right.
Well, calcium pills.
On the next episode, we will see whether that's fact or fiction.
No, I'm pretty sure that's true.
Yeah, all right.
So my actual sour, which I haven't thought about. Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think I have much of a sour.
Yep. Lucky band for me.
Stretchy this week.
Yeah. I reckon the feeling of like looking forward to something. So I was looking forward to the birthday, Boxing Day. And when it finishes, like how quickly it's just gone. Like another year's just like, and that feeling of like.
No, that's true.
You're enjoying the moment, but then when you look back, it's like, damn, that went fast. It's gone already.
Yeah. And then I suppose you just got to focus on.
Yeah.
As we'll dive into.
Looking forward to that for so long and just.
Just like that.
Like before you know it, it's gone. It's a weird feeling.
No, it is actually. Yeah. Things get hyped up and then they only last a few hours.
Yeah. And then like just all that, it's all over for another year.
No, that's true. It's really upsetting. You had to bring that up at the start, didn't you?
Yep.
My lucky band, what stretched me? Probably finding the balance of rest and hanging out and doing things.
That's a real good one.
With the break, especially because I am where I don't usually live. So it's like,
yeah, that's a good one.
I'm on the coast. Do I go to the beach? Do I take the dog to the beach? Do I catch up with people? Or do I lay in bed or lay out the back and just do nothing? So finding that middle ground and...
So the festive period is literally summed up in that one little lucky band.
Yeah, it's difficult because it's the biggest break most people have for the year.
The key word is break. Like, enjoy your break. Everyone's having a break, the festive break. But I think there's a tendency to really stretch yourself by doing
stuff,
all these different things,
you've activities got the break.
With people.
Yeah,
yeah. But it won't be much of a break if you are
constantly doing stuff
flat out. Yeah.
So yeah, like I think
that's a good one.
Like 3 weeks ago, it was the middle of harvest, and we had a day off. It was like movement bound or something, and it's like, do we be productive? Do I do stuff? Do I go to the gym? But like we've discussed this before, at the start of the day or the day before, it's like, this is my day off. I'm gonna do nothing and not feel guilty for doing nothing.
Yeah.
So I laid in bed, played with the dog, napped, just did nothing, and agreed to myself not to feel guilty.
Yeah.
Which worked.
That's a good one.
And so that's probably the lucky band of this period of working out, rest, and activities.
Cool.
Probably.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I think that's good.
Do you approve?
Yeah. Thanks. That was a good one.
Thanks,
nice.
Buddy.
Nice, mate.
What have we got next?
I reckon we just quickly touch on stonks.
very quick.
Tough year for everyone, including
We've always had people that invested, and then we've also encouraged people to invest, or they've started investing because of us.
Yep.
Tough year.
For everyone.
For everyone.
Should just say that. For a lot of people... Outside of investing, financially has been a tough year.
Yeah, beyond your stonk portfolio.
We had a bit of a laugh about it this morning. I think it's good to, you know, look at the bright side of things.
Yeah, you said when you zoom out, buddy, in years to come.
Yeah, so like everyone talks about investing in your 20s so that when you get to your 50s and 60s, you're ahead.
Yeah, absolutely loaded.
When you're in your 50s and 60s and you're trying to tell your kids to invest and you show them the graph of the last 30, 40 years, that you'll only see a small blip in 2020, in 2022. And that's the bright side of it, that better times are to come. But
it's a blip.
If you've never invested before, you listened to our podcast and thought, oh, the boys are investing and encouraging me to do so, and then you've put your hard-earned money into it and you're looking at it now, I can see why you'd be discouraged. But honestly, as we always say, things are on a discount. You should, not financial advice, but you should continue to put your money, hard-earned money, into good things like investing, and it will be better in the future.
Yeah, and as always, don't invest money you can't afford to lose.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah, it is a risk, no matter how safe it seems. You never know what the climate in the world's going to do, but you could say the same. Yeah. It's a risk to leave your money in the bank.
Yeah.
So
there is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not the end of the world if your money's down from when you first invested. That's just the period we're in at the moment.
Absolutely.
We're not trying to cover our asses for the advice we gave at the start of the year. That's literally how the market works. That's how life works.
So, just quickly, do you still hold, because obviously there's some buzzwords.
Everything.
Like TNB.
Yeah.
Lake.
So, yeah, everyone that's listened to our advice. Are they good shares? Nothing's...
Well, we haven't sold them, so they must be good.
There was big hype and...
So, like, nothing's changed with like the business of Lake, or nothing's changed with TMB. They're the same business. They're still operating.
Yeah,
so that's why we.
It's fun, and we've discussed it before how financially it can be a big burden and stress for us. And if you're looking at your portfolio, like, oh gosh, it looks grim. Like, I feel terrible. This is losing all this money. You haven't lost any money.
Yeah. Well, it's paper loss, right? Like, you can't lose your money until you sell it.
Yeah.
I, same as you, still hold everything we've ever mentioned on this podcast.
Yeah.
In fact, I said to you the other day that I was getting emotional about the money. It's hard to keep looking at it.
Mm.
But instead of selling, I did the opposite. I went and bought a little bit more. And I'm not telling anyone to do that, but that's what I did. And I saw it as a bit of a discount. It's like when you go to the shops, you see the chicken that's usually $10. It's now $7. I mean, it's hard to say no.
No, you're right.
Not even joking.
And the risk is it could be off. You get salmonella.
Except it's like $10,000 chicken and it's now $7,000 chicken, but that's okay.
that's right. So yeah, there's a little stonk recap. What else happened this year? A bit of travel.
Oh yeah. So where have you been this year? New Zealand.
Start of the year, went up north to Broome.
Yeah.
Luke, that was good fun.
Yeah.
Went to Melbourne.
Yep.
And went to New Zealand.
Yep.
Which was good.
Yep.
Good fun. Good times.
Yep.
Bit of travel.
Yep.
How about you?
Went to Canberra.
Let's list you.
About 20 too many times.
Business travel and then personal travel. Okay.
All right. Business travel. I went to Canberra more times than I can count.
Because you're the Prime Minister.
Yep. I have been on trips to... I've done a lot of footy trips this year to Melbourne to watch the footy. And that's been real good. I really love Melbourne. Yep. I have been to Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. What did you go to Brisbane for?
Someone's birthday. I have been to the Gold Coast. I have been to... Yeah, that's about it. I've done a lot of travel, just not a lot of personal travel.
Yeah, you travel a lot with work. So do you find that when you travel personally, it's a bit of a pain as well because you do a lot of it for work? Or?
Well, it's hard to go into though because all but one of those personal trips are... either before or after going to work.
Yeah.
So when you say like the thing about rest versus like doing things.
Yeah.
When I go on these very short like personal trips, because it's only like 1 or 2 days, I cram everything in. You know, go to the footy, catch up with mates. By the time that I get off the plane, it feels like I'm just like back on the plane to go. And then you'll know what this is like as well. When you're seeing people and doing all these things and it's really exciting, you go the highs, and then going to work in Canberra is like... I really don't enjoy it sometimes. It's the lows. It's like you haven't had time to just like flatten out into like an average sort of feel. So you're really, really high and then really low. Yeah. So it's difficult. I took annual leave for the first time in like 2 years.
There you go. That's good.
Went to the Gold Coast, had a week off. I did answer my phone a little bit for work, but honestly, like I just like completely zoned out. It was really good.
That's good.
And I needed it. And it's made this sort of festive break better as well because it was nearly back to back. So yeah, that's what I've done. Travel wise this year.
No, it's good.
Any plans for 2023 travel? We have been floating the world tour. If anyone wants to host us in Canada and knows a pilot
or America
and knows a pilot that will fly us to
Canada. Yeah. If you're a commercial Boeing 737 pilot.
We're also willing to not come home. If you can get Hutch over the dog.
If you can get my puppy over, we're happy to relocate. If you can house us,
no
bullshit. We will fly over to do a one-on-one personal episode.
No, in all seriousness, I'm dying to go to Canada.
I would not mind that one bit.
I would really want to go. I want to do... It's hard with work and everything, but I do want to go. I would go to America too, but I think Canada's where I want to go at the moment.
Yeah. Like, I find it difficult. Like, I wouldn't mind going to America, but, like, what's going on with them and the laws and stuff? At the end of the day, do I want to support a country's economy that... the punishments for abortions legalities
changes,
around that.
It changes per state.
Yeah.
So it's just, we have a lot of American listeners actually.
So if your state is good, I will be there.
If you've got some insight into that, because we don't know what state's what in terms of laws.
I don't really live
there. We don't really have constitutional law degrees in American states, but you know, we can do if we've got some spare time.
No, that is right. That is right.
So do you actually plan on doing any travel?
Not really.
Nothing concrete, you know.
See, I've got the dog, I've got the puppy. I don't really look further than what I'm doing, which is a topic we'll discuss in a moment.
Yep, cool. Song of the year?
I think mine's actually going to be Bare Necessities from the Jungle Book.
I don't know what that is.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries.
I'm glad I'm hearing that for the first time.
You haven't?
No, I have not heard
off the Jungle Book.
No.
I feel like I might have done it as a, I don't know, it's off a kid's movie. Yeah. But the more times you hear it, the more times you actually understand the lyrics. And as an adult, you actually take them on board, and it's like, this song is actually good to listen to for an in-depth reason.
I'll have to listen to it. Now I've got it once for the first time. I'll compare your version to the original, and we'll see how you go.
That was the original.
Yeah. I'm going with Sober Coaster.
By?
Betty Ray's.
Good song.
Saw it live this year. Yeah, good.
Great fun.
Real good.
Go to a few festivals this year?
No, I didn't. I didn't go out much this year at all.
Good. So yeah, the only festivals I went to was in New Zealand.
Sorry, I did actually. I went to Listen Out. Sorry, my bad.
That's right. Just don't do it again.
I didn't rate it.
Didn't. Yeah.
We've been through this, haven't we? On this.
Yeah,
we've been through this.
No, it's average. Yeah, I just went to New Zealand. Went to the Snow Machine Festival, which is a bit of fun.
Yep.
Bloke of the year. Bloke of the year. I think you're gonna have to go first, yet, mate. Or haven't really thought this through.
Okay. Bloke of the year, I reckon's got to be.
Was our last episode ourselves? Or the year before? Or the episode before?
No, yours was you.
And then yours was me too?
Yeah. No, I'm going to go Bloke of the Year, I reckon, in memory of Warnie. I reckon Shane Warne, Bloke of the Year.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah. Or Ben Cousins.
That's a different direction. But
no, he's on the mend, yeah.
The recovery
we
is
love,
made.
We love Ben.
Admirable.
Yeah.
This has just come to me just then. I think there's a few people that would fit into this category, but I don't know his name. I only read it briefly. I don't absorb too much outside information when I can. The bloke that did the chin-ups for It's Okay Not To Be Okay.
Yep.
Did you say about that?
Briefly.
So he attempted 3,100 and something chin-ups for every suicide in 2022 or 2021.
Yeah, that's
cool. And so the mental strength required to even want to attempt that, let alone train for it, let alone the day come along.
Yeah, that's pretty good actually.
And
that's pretty good effort.
While he didn't reach that number, can you find his name?
No, I'm looking for it. Yeah,
just literally got It's Okay Not To Be Okay's Instagram.
Because you've reminded me of Ned Brockman, who did that run and
raised. Oh yeah, of course, him as well.
He raised up, what it says, $1.85 million.
Yeah. So that was for homelessness, I believe.
Yeah, that's
pretty good. So the bloke's name that did the chin-ups. Now, he didn't reach the
goal or whatever.
The goal of the chin-ups, but in my opinion,
I don't think that's
the number of chin-ups wasn't in the question. That wasn't anything, whether you made it or not, it was the went. The whole idea for me to get out of it was, awareness he made for the organisation and the topic itself, which the same amount of awareness was brought about from it, whether he got 100 chin-ups or 6,000 chin-ups.
Yeah, it's the attempt that makes the difference.
For him to make that feat of training for it and trying to do it was, I take my hat off to him. And there was money raised for it as well. But yeah, for me, the biggest thing to do is awareness. And the awareness he brought about that was admirable. So I don't quite know his name. If someone can please, I just looked on there. I can see him. He's got tattoos.
It's on It's Okay Not To Be Okay, right? Cool.
Why can't I find his name? I don't know. I'll find it later.
We can put it up if people want it. Quote of the year, you've got it.
Are we going to do our own ones?
Can do.
I'll start with this one.
Okay.
I heard this from, what's his name? Why do I keep forgetting his name? Shona. The guy off Bloody Transformers.
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf or something.
Shia. Yeah. And the movie of the year.
Okay.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No. Not a movie guy.
Neither have I. It's about
Shia.
I'm so bad with names. He looks after a disabled, I think autism or Down syndrome, I think. And yeah, the adventures they go on and everything. Yeah, it's really, really, really wholesome. If you're into wholesome movies, watch Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't care how much of a manly man you are, Peanut Butter Falcon is a very nice, wholesome movie. So, Shire.
Yeah.
In his podcast that I listen to, I think it's the only podcast I've listened to all year.
Besides our own one. For editing purposes.
For editing purposes, yeah. I don't know if he said it or the bloke that was interviewing him said it. Or what it was, but I heard pain is adhesive. If you've been through it, you can connect to it. And I think that speaks volumes for people that understand other people, and you'll be able to pick up on that if you're struggling or whatever it might be, if someone else can relate or whatever, or understand you best. Those that connect with you the most, more often than not, have been through it the most. And I think that's, I don't know, it's very powerful. Like, you could be the best psychologist in the world and studied everything and anything, you might connect to someone else who has been through hard times more than a psychologist, and that person can help you out more.
Do you think part of the TikTok success that's come towards the podcast success is this idea of relatability?
Yeah.
The fact that when you're sharing, because it can be, when you say pain can also relate to as small or as little, right? Yeah. And when we're sharing things from like morning routines all the way to depression, right?
Yeah.
This range of topics on severity issues.
Yeah.
The success probably comes, from my opinion anyway, on the relatability. That people can connect to two everyday blokes, you know, and two different sort of ways of looking.
Yeah.
That's the way I take that quote.
Yeah. So pain is a broad, that's just the word used. You can put that as many words. It is adhesive. So people listen to us, people share us, people talk about us, people come up and thank us and all this whatnot, because what we say and do is adhesive.
They can connect.
They can connect to it. And I think that's a really powerful thing. And that's just what I try to capitalise on in what I've been through and what I'm able to do.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, books and studying and everything is, I will never take away from that achievement that people do to get qualified and whatnot. It's just the other version of the pain itself being adhesive.
There is something powerful, and we've spoken about this before on the podcast and off just to ourselves, that you know, today just sitting in a room talking to a camera with a microphone on, but the connection and the relatability to thousands of people, and we're just two everyday blokes talking to everyday people, right? Like that's the power of it.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have any qualifications of what we talk about.
And it's the connection.
It's the connection of personal experience and pain, like, I say with inverted commas.
When people message us, we may reply, we may not, but we connect to it too, right? Like people's messages and stuff, like it's a connection for other people, but it's also for us. Like we're just talking about, how many people have you met or spoken to through this sort of social media journey that you've connected with or spoken with in the world because of this sort of relatability and connection.
So I think, I don't know, to elaborate on that quote being quote of the year, because it's the big hoo-ha quote of the year. Again, as I've always said, the more you express and share your feelings, whatever it might be, as again, I say pain with inverted commas, it could be meaning anything that someone could be needing to hear, to connect to. As I said, it's adhesive, and then you can talk through it because they've heard your story and they feel more comfortable, they feel this, that, and the other to share about something themselves.
Yeah.
So we don't just say it for the sake of saying it. It's takes something away from pain being adhesive and people connect to it.
Yeah. Cool.
So wait, what's yours?
That was, oh no, I think we stick with that.
You rate that?
Yeah, I do.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. We'll cover it. Last intro topic.
don't really feel like doing that one.
Okay. Topic of this topic. All right. It's been a big year.
So we won't talk about that keyword that I've written down on the intro. It has been a big year. Would you like to talk about, I think we're going to talk about like three, two, I don't know. We haven't really planned this very well.
I think we should talk about,
which is planned really well.
We've got three lessons for the year, and we'll ask each other some questions about them and stuff. But I think we should also then briefly touch upon,
shit, I've only got two.
Plans moving forward in 2023 for the podcast, for you, for me, for work,
for life,
for Hutch, for everyone. So,
well, let's start with one of your lessons learned for the year.
All right.
Your biggest takeaway.
So the way we're going to do this is they're our own personal lessons that we've learned that we're going to share, right? They're useful for everyone, but they relate to you individually, right?
Yep.
Okay, so mine, prioritize the important things.
Yep.
So for all three of mine, they all work very nicely by splitting the year in half. I probably didn't do these things or recognize these things in the first half of the year. I did in the second half of the year, and it's all come to sort of fruition, right?
Yep.
So prioritize the important things. When I say important things...
What's important to you?
Yeah, what's important to me, exactly. So things that are important to me. Eating well, sleeping
yep.
enough, mates,
yep.
gym,
yep.
work balance,
yep.
all those like very basic routines,
yep.
Small things like, you know, when I'm going away back and forth to Canberra, it's stressful and stuff, just mm-hmm. taking time to rest.
Yep.
All those things to me are important, and that's what keeps me mentally and physically in good nick.
Yep.
And that's what I probably wasn't doing in the first. I was mm-hmm. overloading in the first half of the year.
Worrying about everything else.
Yeah, everyone can relate to that, but just like complete overload.
Yep.
Got not out of shape, but wasn't going to the gym as much, wasn't running.
Yep.
Wasn't sleeping very well, if I was sleeping at all at one stage.
Yeah.
And then the second half of the year, I've really made an effort.
Down
I'm talking to, like effort.
To yeah.
Like, nah, like I said to Jordan the other day, one of my good mates, I said, like, I am not giving up my close group of mates for anyone anymore.
Mm.
Like, I am making sure that I see them as much as I can, like,
yeah. just
because that's what is the priority to me.
The priority, right? Yeah.
So that to me has been, yeah, probably the number one lesson.
Yep. Yeah. No, I rate that.
And for other people listening to that, just because, like,
what was important to you?
Sleep, yeah. And like sleep yep. 9 hours for me is important. Doesn't mean that like 6 hours for you is not going to work and it's not yep. important to you.
Yep.
But find the little things, especially that you can see that you do consistently
yep.
that keep you in good shape mentally and physically.
Yep.
And prioritize them.
Yep.
So everyone's got to go to work and pay the bills, right? But that,
unfortunately.
But if that means that you're exhausted and you need a break and you need to not go to the gym all the time, because you can get in the habit of going to the gym too much and working yourself and overloading. I think that's the, you know, lesson to take away. Make sure you rest,
yep.
do all that.
So yours was prioritizing important things. Now I had mine as the third point, but it's very closely related to yours, and it's appreciating the simple things brings the most inner satisfaction and fills my cup up the most. So simple things like sitting outside, appreciating a good sunset, simple things like taking Hutchie down to the park, and I'm in the gym, and the gym session goes usually 45 minutes to an hour. Hutchie's there, tied up outside. It's a country gym. It's okay. It's not a inner city gym. I leave the doors open. He comes in and plays. But I'd rather go throw the ball and play with him and appreciate being outside. And yeah, my gym session is nothing compared to what it would be if I didn't go play with him. But really, at the end of the day, what's the simplest, most important thing to me? And that's going out and play with Hutchie. And I'm still getting some exercise. It might not be the most amazing session. Is that what fills my cup up the most? No, it's the simple thing of playing with Hutchie. It's enjoying the sunsets. It's driving my new Land Cruiser that screams and just enjoying the sound of that. The most simple things, and overcomplicating things, all the fancy social media stuff, all the followers, that's not simple. That's not,
no.
That's not a simple part of life. That's complicated. That's, I don't know if I that think, makes sense.
I think, so you're saying you're appreciating the simple things in life and that brings you the most satisfaction. I said prioritize the important things. They are very closely yep. related.
Yep.
And for people listening, obviously the simple things for you are different to everyone else. So,
yep.
so it's finding the little things that don't seem like a big deal. We've yep. spoken about this before. It's
yeah, we have, which things, is why right? it's come up as
yeah.
this point now.
You know, yesterday, just like watching the cricket with a mate, like it's the little things,
yep.
you know. Going for a walk, having a coffee.
Yeah. Appreciating the fact that I have the ability to go for a walk. You can tone it down or wind it up as much as you want to suit yeah. you and what fills your cup up the most and how you appreciate the simple things. It can bring out
the perspective
yeah.
of everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what is really important in life when the most satisfaction you get is throwing a ball with a dog.
Yeah, like, exactly. So I don't need a iPhone 14 Pro Max 7,000 gigabyte with the most expensive headphones. I've got a phone that does the job. I've got headphones that do the job.
It's funny because life is a giant ball of just chaos.
Yeah.
But the real small, simple things.
The simple, important things.
99.99% of people would get the most satisfaction out of those simple things.
They bring you back down to earth. They ground you and they fill your cup up the most. So yeah, the biggest lesson to me was, yeah, that's you said prioritise the important things. We could say prioritise the simple things.
Yep.
And it's putting both together. And wow. Yeah,
we should do a podcast.
That's not a bad idea, actually, mate. Like,
that's pretty good.
So we didn't plan that. We have completely different lives, and we've both come together with our completely different lives and pretty much had the same point of lessons learned for the year. Yep. So I think that's quite special. There's something special that we should put it in the podcast.
Nice. Yep.
So now, Brandy, now's your second point. And I actually really rate this. I would have heard or something. Yeah. We've all heard something similar to it, but how it's said is quite simple and easy.
Yeah.
So take it away, mate.
Smooth seas don't make good sailors.
Yeah. So it makes a lot of sense when you process the thought of seas being life. And sorry, it's your point, buddy.
Yeah. So you can have my mind. As you said, seas being life and sailors being people
in life,
And the ups and downs, and sometimes you can catch yourself in a negative period, whether that's a day, week, month,
however long,
but then obviously it's important to reflect in the good times, and that, you know, it's not the smooth sailing
that
makes you who you are,
builds the character,
it's the rough seas.
Yeah, so we can all look back on, I don't know, periods at work or relationships that weren't fantastic and they weren't smooth sailing at the time, but now you've moved on, you've gone, hey, I can reflect on this as I learnt this lesson and this lesson in those rough seas, in that rough patch, and now I'm a better sailor for it, I'm a better person for it.
You know, everyone's going through something, and that doesn't mean that something's bigger than someone else, and there's all different types of pain, but for put it in context there, everyone's going through at some point some rough seas, and I think when most people reflect on it and who they are and what they've become, I think it's the rough times that make you who you are.
Yeah. I'm going to elaborate on this, and this is going to be this is probably some of my best work.
Which is
you often hear the term in different boats or in different boat about things.
Yeah.
Let's say we're all in the same sea.
Yeah.
We're all in different boats.
Yeah.
You could be in a super yacht.
Yeah.
I could be in a tinny.
Yeah.
It's you can't compare your struggles. You can't compare your situations. You can't compare to others. You might struggle more with one thing that seems like the exact same as someone else is, but your situation is completely different. You are in a completely different boat. You have a very warranted struggle, even if that other person might get over it in a day, because for some reason they've been gifted a super yacht.
Yep.
You're in a tinny.
Yep.
Same waters, but it's different situation. Yep. So, yeah, that's the comparison thing, I guess.
Yep. Well, taking the quote, applying it completely to myself for the year, I think when I look back, the year has been full of ups and downs, like big ups and big downs.
Yep.
And when I look back on it, I'm glad I went through the ups just as much as I'm glad I went through the downs, because I feel like my next one will tie it all up together. But I feel like I've come a long way.
Yep.
And things, like I said to you, the year's gone so fast. And looking back from where I was last year to this year, in all different sort of factors in life, I've come a long way. And if it wasn't for the rough seas, I wouldn't be a good sailor.
Yeah,
put it into that quote,
your rough seas and your tinny, and then through enough driving in your tinny in the rough seas,
upgrade,
you might get the super yacht, and you can get through those seas. It's just take it as you will. It makes sense. I think I can go with that all day. And your colour of your boat in the bloody
it might not for everyone, but for me, especially during some tougher times, I find comfort in the idea that it will get better, and that I will be better for it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Not everyone can apply simple thinking like that.
Using hindsight and perspective.
Of course, for me. I don't know, just like when you're having a bad day or a bad week or something, like, you know that, you know, next week will be better, and you'll be better for the poor week. So that's why, anyway. I take comfort.
I rate that highly and very relatable. Live in the moment and be present. And this is something I had to learn for myself, because myself and a lot of people struggle with what's to come, what's coming, what's next week, what's next year, what's next month, where's this job going to take me, am I going to have money to pay that bill in time to come.
Okay.
And I've just turned it all back, and I try to live my life in 24-hour blocks. What's happening today? We're doing the podcast, I might take Hutch to the beach later.
Yeah.
Nothing beyond what's happening today is guaranteed in my life. Anything and everything that I could stress and worry about may or may not even happen. I might not get to that stage. I could go drive my car and get T-boned. That thing I'm worried about is nothing compared to the worries in my life that I'm gonna might face because of circumstances and variables I had no control over. So when
people have a tendency to focus a lot on the past and a lot on the future, and you're not saying don't worry about the future at all. Yep. And you're not saying don't worry about the past at all. What you're saying is you've got to put some equal weight on the present, because people don't put enough on it.
No, and then you struggle in your mind because you never actually live in what you're doing. You never actually appreciate what you're doing and what you're in, because you're too far fixated on what's happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future. Again, which isn't even guaranteed, and most of the time have variables you have no control over. Yep. So
for someone that's maybe like 16, they're about to leave school,
yeah,
super worried about, you know, what I'm going to do at uni, or what trade I'm going to do, or what job I'm going to do, and when I'm 30, what car am I going to have, and what house am I going to...
It's,
well, mate, just...
Tone it right back.
Enjoy the...
Who knows what the world's going to be doing in 5 years' time?
Yeah.
Russia could start a war with us. We don't know. If you're a Russian spy listening to this, don't start a war with us. But I'm just saying, like, in the moment, what are you doing? I'm farming at the moment. 2 years ago or whatever, I would have been like, oh, I need to get in a career where I can set myself up to progress up the company and then do this and this. Who gives a fuck? I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm going to enjoy doing right now. In time, I might go, oh, I'm ready for something else. I'll cross that road in time when I'm ready for something else. So it is difficult, really difficult to do.
Yeah. And I think, like, if you're worrying about things like career and money and all that sort of stuff, like, you know, for some people, I think that's what we spoke about with those SMART goals is the short term, the medium term, the long term. Yeah, of course, think about the long term goal, right? But that doesn't mean that you ignore the short term, the now, the present.
Yeah, yeah.
It's important. That's a good one.
No, thanks, mate. Absolutely.
Cool.
So I think that's very applicable to many people. Yep. Some people obviously struggle so much more and worry about the future, and some people don't so much, but I feel like everyone can apply in some way, shape or form, being present.
Absolutely.
Your turn, mate.
Yeah, my last one.
Yep.
Growth is not linear.
Or the one after that. Do you want to...
Growth is not linear.
I rate this.
So what I mean is that it's not just a straight line of growth. You don't just get older and grow. You know, literally, you literally don't. You go up and down stages. But, but mentally...
But you stonks.
Yeah, you stonks as well. This year, as I said, split in half. I felt like I was just like ticking over. Not much growth at all. If you put on a chart, just little bobbles, flat line. And then just saw a real big spurt towards the end of the year, physically, mentally, in my job, all sorts of different things. And if it wasn't for the things I was doing in that first half of the year, I wouldn't have had the success in the second half of the year. I think, as you said, we get caught in the past, get caught in the future. But your growth, you just can't expect everything to go smooth, as I said.
It literally can't be smooth sailing.
You know, I said the other day to someone that when I look back at this year and look at my job, for example, which is important to a lot of people, it's important to me, there was just a day where, like, I got promoted and all of a sudden I'm like earning way more money and all these things and more responsibility. Mm. But that wasn't just like one straight line of like, okay, now you do this. It was like all that effort where it didn't feel like anything was happening.
Yep.
And I was just standing, and it felt like I wasn't really going anywhere. And then, bang, all of a sudden,
as we've discussed in previous episodes, the difficult times of getting the job you're in, the previous, that's not linear.
Yeah.
The uni, the after uni, if you look at that, you wind back just like your stonk graph.
Yeah.
You wind all the way back, it's up, down, up, down, up, down. But if you keep progressing, that line will end up gradually.
You mentioned uni, and I thought it's probably important to elaborate on the path I took, which was uni for those people taking uni.
Yep.
You're expected to finish school, get a really good ATAR, go to uni, graduate, get a job, and it's a really good job. And then you just climb the way up the ladder, which to me is just, I'm just doing out a big straight upwards line of this linear growth, right?
Yep.
It doesn't happen like that. I went to school, did ATAR, went to uni, wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, did a postgraduate degree because I still wasn't too sure, then fell into a job. Then I was going to look for another job. Then I stayed in this job and worked really hard, but it wasn't really going anywhere. Then I got this massive promote.
Yeah. None of
that is linear at all. And if I didn't reflect on the year, then I wouldn't notice that. But like, I look back at that and think like, that is crazy.
Yeah.
And really important that if you are feeling like you're not going anywhere, the job's not working, the gym is not working, you're doing all your journaling and reflecting, but you know, you're not feeling great mentally, like sometimes all that hard work that you put in and effort put in
and one day
will end up you know, you'll get the growth. So
no, absolutely.
Yeah, it's hard to put into words.
I agree. I completely agree.
But yeah, it's important. And reflecting is important of that, because I think we have a tendency to not look back and really realise where you are.
Yeah, which is why reflection is quite important I think.
Like, this year has gone so fast. It feels like it. But then when I look back at it.
Yeah. I was saying to someone, when I went up north, they messaged me the other day. And they were like, it feels like it's been 3 years in one. And it does. Like, from where I was at the start of the year, what I was doing, relationship, job, everything.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea what was going to happen, the direction I was going in, how I was going. And now, for some reason, somehow, I've ended up in this situation, got my puppy, enjoying my job, got two cars, got this. And it just worked out. And by no means is that remotely linear.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is. I've somehow stuck at it. And yeah.
Everyone says, oh, this year's gone so fast. And you're right. When you look back at it, it feels like 3 years in one.
Mm.
So much has changed since we were sat. Let's just say, since we were sat here in December last year compared to now, so much has changed for both of us. But the important thing to realize is so much hasn't changed, and it's the little things that don't really change. We're still doing the podcast together.
Yeah,
we're still mates.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, still having a good time. Yeah. Still, so you know, lot happens, but not a lot happens at the same time.
That's good.
Cool.
So my last one is choose your battles. I try to implement this. I think I implement it without realizing it these days, of things that would usually bother me, upset me, trigger me in ways or whatever it might be. And it's just sometimes just shrug, walk away type things. It's, is this battle worth my time? Is this worth getting worked up about? No, walk away. No, is this person going to listen to me if I say this? No, okay, I might feel this way about it. Do I waste my breath on it? No. And it's when you say these no's to these battles that aren't worth it, you then have more time for things that are worth it and are worth your time. And yeah, getting worked up over things that battles you aren't going to win or aren't worth your time is a waste of time, essentially. So before you get into an argument, before you want to dive into this big, it could be a D&M with someone out in public about something, is this imbecile going to listen to what I have to say? No. Is their point friggin' stupid, and what I have to say obviously makes so much more sense? Yeah. Am I going to make the mature decision of, gosh, this battle was so not worth it, walk away? Yep. So take that into account into any way, whether it be a verbal battle with someone on the street, or
I think you can apply the word battle to anything.
Yeah.
Not everything in life, as much as we want it to be, can be perfect.
No.
So choose your battles, meaning the way I take this is that if, like, you're in any situation and it's not going the way you want it to go, when it can be with people, it can be
the job or
anything, choose your battles. Is this something that, because it can't be perfect, is this something I really, really want to, you know, I tend to be sometimes a perfectionist with things like podcasts. Choose your battles. Is the audio quality fantastic every time? No, but that's not the point. We're not here to have a crisp, perfect podcast. We do this budget. It's like choosing the battle. Okay, the battle there isn't, it's not worth.
No, you're stressed, you're worrying over that situation.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter what the battle is. And I 100% agree with your point.
Mm.
But the battle can be anything.
Yeah, the battle isn't necessarily fisticuff, but it's
someone
battle.
Said the other day, and I thought this was good, you can lose battles, but you win the wars.
Mm.
A war's
is that your fourth bloody?
Yeah. You can lose plenty of people lose the battles.
Yeah.
Whether that's you just letting it go, but you can win the war, and the war being overall,
the war's the bigger picture.
Yeah,
the battle's picture. a small thing. You let that slip, so you've got more energy and time and effort for the bigger battle.
For the war.
And for the war, which is the war, I suppose, if you want to look at it.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Absolutely. So your battle might be going to the gym one day, and I feel like shit. I don't feel like training. Do I fight this? Do I get angry at myself that I feel so shit and sluggish? Or bugger it, whatever. I'm going home and not going to worry about this. It's a battle with yourself. Is this worth the battle in my mind? Not really. Shrug it off. The battle can be anything, and choose your battles. It can be so difficult to do, I know that. But yeah.
I don't know if I've said this story. I think I've told you. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but battles and wars, right? I got abuse about this podcast, which I won't, just won't repeat the language. By someone when I was playing social sport.
Yeah.
And I just literally laughed at them. That's the battle that I'm willing to lose.
Yeah.
And I mean that within commas, lose.
Yeah.
But the winning the war, the overall picture is that at least, well, I go home knowing that at least somewhat I'm making a small difference.
Yeah.
And then this idiot is literally knows who I am. I have no idea who he is.
Is he really winning
the war?
No.
So exactly taking your point there and then the battle and the war.
You're living rent-free in his head, and you didn't waste your breath to then live rent-free for him to live rent free in your head.
Because that's a battle I'm willing to lose to win the war of, well, I'm just making a difference to the people that need it.
And in essence, said the right word.
Yep.
You won that battle.
Yeah.
Because at the time it doesn't. He got like work. Yeah. Because sometimes.
Am I going to let this imbecile?
Yeah.
When you said I'm not let this imbecile blah blah because even though I know I'm right, well, exactly.
So sometimes, looking like you lost that battle, you've actually won it by letting it go. So, that can be put into so many different areas of your life.
Yeah.
So, choose your battles.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I had to get something tattooed across my forehead, it wouldn't be choose your battles. I don't think I'd get that. But I don't think I'd get a tattoo on my forehead anytime soon. No, but if you've got any other ideas, otherwise, choose your battles would probably be it.
Yep, cool. That's good.
There's also, I've written water jug.
Okay.
Water jug on the head. Do we have time?
Yep, special one. Special lesson.
I by no means want to make this take with a pinch of salt in how I say this.
Okay.
I don't have
it. It's a water jug with a pinch of salt in it. It's salt water.
Don't always compare yourself. I often do this for myself sometimes. Or it's, I've got a roof over my head. I don't have to do this to get food and water. I can afford money to pay my bills. Mm-hmm. The life you live and the life you're brought up in is all you know.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is the difficulty in making money to pay rent, difficulty in, I don't know it personally, but that's the life I've brought up in.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a job to pay rent, to pay bills, to live this life. That's all I know. We compare life sometimes to some people's biggest struggle is being able to carry a jug of water on their head back to their village so they can get water. I'm by no means comparing that I've got it worse than them.
Yeah,
but that's all they know. That's their life. They don't experience having to make money to pay rent. And I'm not trying to say this harshly or rudely in saying, I by no means want to come across saying that we have it worse off than them. But the climate and environment and everything you know and all you know, try not to compare if it makes you feel worse that these people are worse off because they have to do these things, and I'm so fortunate because I can turn a tap on. Yes, but some people struggle with that thought of...
Well, flip it the other way around for a start. Do you compare yourself to people that were brought up in millions of dollars?
Yeah.
You don't, right? Yeah. No, they just brought up into that, right? The royal family. No one's comparing themselves to the royal family. So you're trying to say that if you're not going to compare to them, because you don't know, you're not brought up with that. They're brought up with that. You're not brought with that. So you can't compare, right? What you're trying to say is on the flip side of that.
Yeah, and I've had conversations with people that go, I've tried to compare to this and it makes me feel worse, that I still feel low and I'm thinking about, I've got a roof over my head, I've got all this stuff that people don't even have. Your battles and what you're fighting and the things in your life are a completely different thing to that. So if you struggle, because I've had people message me and stuff saying like, relating to having a roof over your head, having food on the table, being able to pay the bills, like I can do this stuff. And there's people out there that can't even do this and have this and they're happy and I'm not. It's a completely different environment and battle. So
it's important to know you're privileged, but it's also important to not make that the be all and end all.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't weigh yourself down thinking about these things when at the end of the day, that is a completely different thing.
Yeah.
So I think, I just know there's some people that struggle with that too.
Agreed. All right. Do you want to just quickly roll off the titles of those three each?
Yes, mine. I would love to.
Prioritize the important things. Smooth seas don't make good sailors. Growth is not linear.
Appreciate the simple things. Brings the most inner satisfaction and fills your cup up the most. Live in the moment and be present. Try living 24-hour blocks. What's happening today? What happened yesterday? What's happened? What's going to happen in the future? I have no control over. Pain is adhesive. If you've been through it, you can connect to it.
That's fine. That was the quote. But next one.
Sorry. That was the quote. And choose your battles.
Yep.
I
weirdly think that without comparing ours beforehand, they all sort of kind of tie in together. They're all very similar.
As we've established so much
in
this podcast.
Two very different lifestyles, two very different lives, different absolutely. Blokes, very similar. It's funny when you take out all the looks, the job.
What do you mean look?
People.
What's wrong with looks?
What's wrong with mine? They're two different. But you get what I'm saying, right? You take it out, people are just people and seem to have the same sort of issues.
Economic status, bloody cars we drive, bloody this, that and the other. Relationship statuses, going to Brisbane to see a girl.
Gold Coast.
Was it Gold Coast? Did you go to Gold Coast to see a girl? Oh, wow. Glad I got that out of you. At the end of the day, wind all that back. Take all the accessories out. Take away the things that aren't so simple. We are all somewhat in the same boat.
Yep.
Even though
It's important, Nick. I reckon we just briefly touch upon sort of plans for
touch upon.
Yep. Plans for the new year 2023. I guess personally, and then maybe very shortly the podcast.
Yep.
Personally for you?
Implement what I've learnt over the year to start the year with that.
That's actually incredibly good for me.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got to learn from things, don't you?
So, yeah, so I've taken the year to learn these three things that I've said. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start this year with those implemented already.
Yep.
And I'm going to face so many more struggles and problems this year. And by the end of next year, by the end of next year, I'm going to have three different things that I've learned.
Yep.
But I've already implemented these. And that's, I don't know, that's life.
Yep. Yeah, I, of course, the same. And just not think about the future too much, not worry about 2022 too much.
Mm.
But just sort of let it happen and experience what's going on. And I know if I continue to implement the things we've spoken about and the things I do, that growth may not be linear, but eventually at some point it'll come good. And I'll probably sit here the end of 2023 and say the same sort of things, but be much further ahead than I am now. So I'm pretty confident in that. It's gonna be a big year ahead, I think, for you and for I. Podcast, we haven't even spoken about it because that's probably the point.
We were flat stick when we started, and then we backed off, and I think we'll find some middle ground.
Next
year.
Like, as much as I want to drive up to Wongan all the time, as much as you probably want to come down sometimes and do a podcast, it's not always possible, but we will do it when we can.
Yeah, so we went from, this is a priority to get a podcast on every weekend, to it is far down the list in priorities.
Yeah.
I think we'll find a middle ground of a few more episodes, but nowhere near what we used to do.
Well, if it wasn't for the travel and stuff, I think we were on a good schedule
where
we were just doing them every couple of weeks when we could and making, I come up to Wongan and try and make a day of it, or you come down here and enjoy your time as well. It's not just for the podcast.
Yeah.
This year, we didn't even touch upon, but we made a big leap with obviously doing the website and the merch.
The hat.
Which was good. Shirt, thanks to everyone that bought all that
weapons
gear, by the way. That was a big task.
I really appreciate the effort you've put in there, mate.
Well, this is a budget podcast, as we always say. So everything was from buying the... I learned on the spot. But buying the bags, the labels, printing them, packing them myself... and I just think that's part of it.
Put that in your bloody sailor and seas
That's part of it.
Category of thought.
That was a big thing for us in general.
Mm.
And we learnt from that, and hopefully maybe we'll do something similar again and more.
Yeah.
Bonza. Yep, absolutely.
Friggin' oath.
I reckon we'll just, we'd love posting as much as we can and, doing... post was drunk by you, but nice.
I think we should get back into... We used to do stories like taking the piss out of each other and...
Yeah,
I think we should...
Would we love to make this full-time, our job, put all our effort into it if everything was perfect? Yeah, but as we said, life's not perfect and it's not possible. And some people, majority of people that listen to this understand that.
Yeah.
But some people don't. But yeah, we are just doing...
I would love to have more banter with Instagram and stuff again.
Yeah, well, which we can
post.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Have a laugh.
Cool.
Bloody oath. Right, Brownie?
Oh, yeah, we've got to get back on the Dr. V train as well. They are going well.
They are?
Yeah, we'll get back on the Dr. V train 2023.
Any train we're not going to get back on?
Yep. But yeah, our code is still working for Dr. V if you want to use that. This is not sponsored by them at this stage, but we'd love to work with them again.
It's just a really nice bloke.
Yep. And get on board the hashtag bloke for 20% off free shipping.
Oh, bonza.
Alrighty.
Hello, Brownie.
Let's get out of here.
As always.
As always.
As always. You go.
Bloke to bloke.
Blokes.